30 years ago, if you asked any American kid what's the best part of the week, you would probably hear Saturday morning cartoons. The Rugrats, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Johnny Bravo. But there was also a show that grown-ups laughed at, too. Animaniacs blended talking cartoon animals with music, with pratfalls, with cultural satire. It was a critically acclaimed cartoon. It went off the air in 1998, but now the Animaniacs are back on Hulu.
What's going on? Will we be okay? Has it all gone mad since we went away? Oh, update us, please, and put us at ease, because we've run out of jokes about the 90s.
Rob Paulson and Jess Harnell are the voices of two of the Animaniacs, Yakko and Wacko Warner. I realize, watching the reboot, if you asked me what is this show about, I could in no way explain what this show is about.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon Seinfeld.
Can you, for people who haven't seen, what are the Animaniacs? Like, what is the deal?
Go ahead, Jesse.
What I love about the show is it exists on multiple levels. It's a satire, it's a social satire, and a pop culture satire, masked as a variety show, all put together in a package that's appealing to both adults and kids. So the bottom line, at the end of the day, Animaniacs is fun and it's entertainment, and that's cool.
It's also a breath mint.
Yes, it is, man. It looks like a pump. It feels like a sneaker, right?
There you go. Exactly right. Well, you know what? Actually, of course, Jesse is spot on. We actually did a song called What Are We? And the song starts out, maybe we're dogs, maybe we're this, maybe we're this.
I've got it, of course. Maybe I'm a horse. I can live on oats and hay and laugh and run and jump and play. And you can ride on me all day.
No way.
At the end, it says, what we are, dear doctor, because they're talking to Dr. Scratch and Sniff, and they say, what we are, dear doctor, is cute.
What we are is clear and absolute. What we are, dear doctor, is cute.
It's been 22 years since y'all went off the air.
Oh, my God.
And I had not realized you won Emmy Awards. You won a Peabody Award. I mean, kids don't realize these things. This was like a really well-respected show.
Yeah.
Why bring it back? Sometimes you think like, okay, if a thing is that great, you make it off air without any trouble. Right. Why come back to it?
Thank you. I it was just the most glorious opportunity in which you will be able to watch your favorite episode of Animaniacs from the 90s. And then watch a brand new episode with a 25-year gap.
Yeah.
And the same voices. And, of course, my friend the Brain and my friend Wacko. And all it does, Noel, I would submit that probably right now you're smiling.
And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't help it. It transcends language. It transcends age. It transcends generations. It's just remarkable.
What I love about this whole thing is that Animaniacs is one of the few cartoons that ever, you know, addressed social issues and things that were going on in the world in a very satirical way. Well, think about it. How much more is there to satire and poke fun of in 2020 than there was in 1995, right? And then what I love about it is that we are coming back smack dab at the end of a year when I think people really need something to have fun with. You know, and something to just escape into with their kids or as adults or as children or whatever, and just have some fun for a little while.
2020 has delivered, oh my God, irrespective of your politics, never in my lifetime. And, you know, I was the entertainment at the Last Supper. I've been around. Okay. In those days, I was Shecky of Arimathea. But we have never been living in a time in which the phrase "we're all in this together" has been more spot on, and for good and bad reasons. COVID, racial issues, politics, it's been impossible for so many people. And the fact is that 2020 has delivered this giant ton of stinky lemons, and we have been given this glorious opportunity to make this giant vat of lemonade.
So it's a show that you guys point out both kids and adults find funny. I, again, something I had not realized when I was 11 years old, that I would be in my late-ish 30s and
late-ish.
The jokes would be landing, right? Yes. There's an episode in the reboot that's about gun violence in America.
I'm not going to tell anyone that they can or can't have one. It's in the Constitution. Wait, is it in the Constitution? Look, my decision is final. If you've got a problem with it, fill out a comment card on the 19th floor.
But there is no 19th floor.
Well, great. Now you have two things to put on your comment card.
You're walking a line there, right? It's a show that's funny. It's also always had a serious side. And gun violence in America is about as serious as it gets, man. So how do you walk that line?
When we were doing that show, and we also did one like about climate change and global warming, you know, your first thought is you see the script and you go, now, first of all, this is a pretty big issue to do on an animated show that's primarily, you know, quote, directed at children, unquote, you know,
yeah.
And how are they going to do this? And by God, they did. It's like they take the issue and they sort of explain it roughly for what it is, maybe add a musical number or two about it, God knows how, and then they make you kind of see if there is a funny side to be found in it. They do that. I don't know how they do it. They are far more talented than I, but they find a way to do it. And God bless them, man, because again, how many cartoons are on the air yeah. talking about gun control and climate change? It boggles my mind.
You can't do this to me. I'm a responsible gun owner. I'm proving to the world we all have a right to bear guns.
Not here. This is a kid's show.
Jesse said it all. We don't draw them and we don't write them. The fact is, people your age who grew up with all this stuff and all this technology know exactly how to lampoon this. And, well, you said it very well, too. They walk a line. And the way that you're able to make light of a deeply serious subject often enables people to look at it with a fresh set of eyes and maybe depressurize it a bit. And that certainly is the way that Looney Tunes has been forever.
That was Rob Paulsen and Jess Harnell. They're the voices of Yakko and Wacko Warner on Animaniacs.